you're here. Glad to have you here. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Please thank you very much for coming. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate that. Please, glad everybody's here. I hope you enjoy the show. Do we have a good day today, folks? We have a good time? Good. Glad to hear it. That's what it's all about around here, having a good time. Okay. Okay, now that we dispense with the formality. All right, do we have a good day today, folks? Was it a good day for everybody? Good, glad to hear it. There were some interesting seminars put on today. I learned a little bit more about how to maintain my diesel engine, so that was kind of a great thing to learn. I believe there was a warning about winds possibly picking up. So, again, if you haven't done so, please put your awnings away. We don't want to find out somebody's awning was thrown over the top of their Airstream. That would not be the way to end this rally. Okay, at this point in time, I'd like to ask Teresa Taylor to come on up. She's going to present the membership award by the International Membership Chair, Teresa Taylor, for the region. Teresa?
Thank you, Jack. This award goes to the region that has the best membership increase through the year. And I am proud to say that every single region in our club has increased their membership, which is wonderful. We have over 7,310 memberships right at this time. So we're doing great. Thank you all for asking Airstream owners to become members. Now we have this wonderful box that the Region 11 first mate made for us to carry the trophy. This is the trophy, and then we also have a ribbon to go on their flag. And the 2018 winner is Region 12. Ah, come and get that. I don't know if Jim is here or not. Okay. It takes a while to get up here, let me tell you. Now, you can take this award and take it to all of your region events if you would like and show it off. Or we can, and with the custom box, which really fits nicely in the trailer. It doesn't take any space at all. You know, you can put a drink on it very nicely. And the ribbon is for putting on your flag.
Great. Or it's our second one.
Good.
Second ribbon.
Great. And you can send it over to the carpenter shop to have another box made for that one to go in and have it come back next year. Either way.
We have so many choices.
So many choices.
You know, and really a lot of this is credit to our region membership chair, who does a very good job of getting the reports out to the different units, and that's Don Williams. So Good for Don.
Yes. Okay. Oh, we get a picture.
All righty. Thank you, Tressa. The Living the Dream Parade Committee is finalizing the marching roster for the Friday event. Officers and region presidents are encouraged to return their RSVP forms to George McNinch. The Message Center will be glad to deliver the form. Last chance reminder, Joker registration is at member services for one more day. The Joker tournament is Friday at 2:30 after the parade in the south end of the Jackman Long building. Also, last chance reminder, there'll be a reshowing of the Around the World Caravan movie, which is scheduled for tomorrow, Friday, June 29th, in the McKenzie Room of Cascade Hall as follows. 3 p.m. will be part one, 3:30 will be part two, 4 o'clock part three, 4:30 part four, and 5 p.m. part five. There's been a question asked as to how many trailers have been sold and also how many trailers are on site. And I wish I could give you an exact number. I really am not sure. My understanding that they've sold at least 6 brand new Airstreams and they've taken a considerable number of trailers in trade. And from what I also understand, several of those trailers were practically sold before the guy signed the paperwork on the new trailer. As far as the total number of rigs, I don't know, is Jim Cock in here? Is Jim here? Okay, maybe Debbie Wood can give us a number. 670 Airstreams are on site. Just want to let you know, 670. Thank you, Debbie. Oh, I've also been told 2 of 3 trade-ins have been sold already, too. I think Airstream North is having a good week. The Classic Airstream Club annual meeting and pizza party will be Friday, 6/29 at 5 p.m. in the Floral Building. Bring your own drinks. Current members, free. Others, $10, which can include the dues for the year. Anyone wanting to attend must call Bill Shea, 352-746-5124. Thank you to all who entered the contest. There were 180 entries this year. In the photo print contest, category one, the Northwest. First place, Phil Miller, Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. Let's give him a round of applause. Second place, Phil Miller, Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. Third place, Bernard Combs, Arizona Airstream Club. Category two, Reflections. First place, Pat Mann, Washington Unit. Second place, Linda Blevins, Oregon Airstream Club. And third place, Margaret Hanshew, Lake Tahoe Airstream Club. Category three, Caravans, Rallies, and International. First place, Amy Van Artisal, Northern California Airstream Club or Unit. Second place, Linda Polk, Greater Los Angeles Airstream Club. Third place, Jim Aspen Wall, I believe, Northern California Unit. Fourth category, Patriotism. First place, Phil Miller, Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. Second place, Rick Romero, South Coast California Unit. Third place, Gary Shelton, Texas Plains Unit. Category five, your favorite photo. First place, Bernard Combs, Arizona Airstream Club. Second place, Bernard Combs, Arizona Airstream Club. And third place, Don Steen, Hudson Mohawk, New York Unit. Voted best in show, Bernard Combs, Arizona Airstream Club. Snapshot contest winners. And again, thank all for participating. Category one, future Airstreamers. First place, Tom Jackson, El Camino Real Airstream Club. Second place, Tom Jackson, El Camino Real Airstream Club. Third place, Linda Shelton, Texas Plains Unit. Category two, animals, Cheryl Sisk, Nebraska Unit. Second place, Per Hamquist, New England Unit. Third place, Jane Bartlett, Greater St. Louis Airstream Club. Category three, WBCCI members in action. First place, Jane Bartlett, Greater St. Louis Airstream Club. Second place, Jane Bartlett, Greater St. Louis Airstream Club. Third place, Margaret Hanshew, Lake Tahoe Unit. Category four, blue and green. First place, Cheryl Sisk, Nebraska Unit. Second place, Cheryl Sisk, Nebraska Unit. Third place, Bonnie Hogan, New England Unit. Category five, Airstreams. First place, Pat Mann, Washington Unit. Second place, Gary Shelton, Texas Plains Unit. Third place, Bernard Combs, Arizona Airstream Unit. And please be advised, photos not picked up after the photo print contest must be picked up ASAP. Cargo and property returns. Please return all property as soon as possible to cargo. This was a message I gave out last night. I'm going to repeat. The message center will be closing at noon on Friday, 6/29. No messages accepted after 11 a.m. that day. I'm not sure on this one. Are we still selling the tickets for the drawing for Friday, I believe, for the poster? Debbie Wood, are we selling those tickets still? Yes, we are. Okay, good. Those that are interested, we are still have raffle tickets available in the back. See the woman waving wildly back there in front of the small Airstream trailer. What we're giving away is a poster from the estates of Pee-wee mother Helen Schwamborn and her cousin Wally Byam. It's a 1937 Airstream marketing poster. Raffle tickets are being sold tonight. They will be, the drawing will be, let me make sure I get this right. Winner will be announced at the rally closing ceremony Friday night. All proceeds from the raffle will be donated to the children's charity that WBCCI is collecting for this week. So again, please purchase your tickets for this raffle. The tickets are $10 each. Okay, I'm being told you have to be present if you win. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but is that true? I'm being told no, it's not. Okay, the person in the back is shaking their head saying, no, you do not have to be present to win this prize. It is not too late to contribute to the Hope Station Community Service Food Bank and the Marion Polk Food Share. Both of these charities were through John Day. We're also collecting for the Willamette Humane Society. Currently, we've collected $416 for the Humane Society, plus pet food, cleaning supplies, beds, etc. So cash donations will be accepted until 4 p.m. on Thursday. Please see the cashier in the 4-H exhibit hall. And please, we want to get these donations up as high as we can, so please give. Okay, I've been told to pass this message along. The following message is sponsored by the SPCA regarding the evils of getting your pet addicted to beer. So I direct your attention to the screens we have here. That's what happens when your pets get addicted to beer in a red Solo cup. And speaking of videos, I believe we have one more short video we'd like to present that I think really hits home what being an Airstreamer and Airstreaming and the Airstream lifestyle is all about. So again, please direct your attention to the screens.
It all started with a creed. When my creator, Wally Byam, put pencil to paper and sketched his life dream out in words. Beliefs to live by. Ideals to strive toward. I was born in the heart of this country, where this creed meant everything. I've lived many lifetimes since then. I've seen endless pavement, speckled with yellow paint and mottled by rumble strips. One unbroken line, gray and black, stretching to the horizon on each end. Snow in the desert, felt the strength of the sun in high mountain air and made it through my share of hailstorms unscathed. I've seen the sands of the Sahara, the jungles of the Congo, and the villages of Zanzibar. I've welcomed emperors and held court with nomads. Through it all, I've carried these words with me, this creed. To keep alive and make real an enduring promise of high adventure in faraway lands, of rediscovering old places and new interests. To place the great wide world at your doorstep for you who yearn to travel with all the comforts of home. To open a whole world of new experiences, a new dimension in enjoyment, where travel, adventure, and good fellowship are your constant companions. To lead caravans wherever the four winds blow, over twinkling boulevards, across trackless deserts, to the traveled and untraveled corners of the earth. To strive endlessly to stir the venturesome spirit that moves you to follow a rainbow to its end, and thus make your travel dreams come true. Wally's words, his creed. I was born in the heart of this country, at the hands of men and women, driven by Wally's words. They've led me through the best and gotten me through the worst of it. For those of you who feel a connection to these words, they belong to you as well. With them, you can write your own story, build your own dream, light the untraveled road ahead. There will be moments of outrageous bliss. There'll be moments. But those moments make even better stories. You'll find your way to places you never imagined. See things you never thought possible. And we'll be there, helping you feel all the comforts of home. I was born from these words, and they still drive me today. I can't wait to see where we go next.
I kind of think that says it for all of us, so what this lifestyle and what we've chosen to do says it all. And every time I watch that video, I can relate exactly, and I'm sure most of you can too. All righty. There were 400 rigs pumped out today, and apparently there were some that have not been done. For those of you that haven't been pumped out today, I am assured that first thing in the morning, those remaining rigs will be taken care of. So hang in there. I've got snorkel and swim fins if you need to borrow them in my trailer to help you out if it gets that bad. There will be an ice cream social this evening sponsored by FCIS in this building when the concert finishes, so please stick around. There will be ice cream. All right, guys, are we ready for some great music? Okay. Well, I would like to welcome onto the stage our terrific WBCCI band, which is ably led by Mrs. Barbara Lambrick. Barbara, it's all yours.
Like, oh, there it is. Like Jack, I always have a script too. But like everybody knows, I have a tendency to go off the script frequently. I want to say just a few things about what you're going to be hearing tonight. This band is your band, the WBCCI concert band, with Barbara as director. A few things about it. She has been directing or in the band for at least 12 years. She also said, mentioned a few numbers. There are at least 12 states represented up here. And there's also two countries, and I'm sure you could guess what two countries those are. But they're up here. I've been hearing some of the practices. But they're just as mighty. So ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind this is your band. And you didn't have to pay 1 cent to get them here. Like you have the past two or three nights. There? Okay. Now I'm going to go on script. Good evening, fellow Airstreamers, and welcome to the 2018 Festival of Music presented by your WBCCI concert band, conducted by Barbara Lambrick. Tonight, the band is living the dream by playing our favorites, tunes we all tap our feet to, hum along to, and generally wax nostalgia over. What better way to start the concert and celebrate being together here at the International Rally than by playing two of our favorite American songs that serve as the basis for Keith Christopher's March America. My country, 'tis of thee, if you want to, go ahead and hum along. Thank you. Mike? Oh, there he is. I knew the second I went off script I'd forget something. I just think it's interesting for everybody to know that this group has only been rehearsing for 8 days. And some of those rehearsals were morning and afternoon. Okay, back to script. The Farando from George Bizet's Suite Number 2 is a peppy, toe-tapping piece that you've probably heard all of your life, but of course never knew the title. As with all really great dance music, this Farando makes you want to move with the music and tap your feet. Thank you. So much of America's love affair with music relies on folk tunes that have been passed down for generations and generations. This lovely Irish melody is the setting for Irish poet William Butler Yeats' poem entitled Down by the Sally Gardens. The text conveys a melancholy tale of lost love and pleasant memories in a grove of weeping willows, also known as the Sally Trees. At this point, Barbara has temporarily fired me. Take it away, Barb.
I usually don't speak at the concerts. We write things out so that we get it said and I don't forget what we are actually doing. But someone came up to me a couple of days ago and they commented that they thought that everyone in the band was a professional musician. And so I asked this morning in band rehearsal, what did you do in your former life? So before I ask this, did anybody out here play in a band when you were in school? Could I see your hands? Okay. All right. We need you. We're a little short. Okay, so we have two mechanical engineers, an association executive, a brain factory. Now think about that. Who works in a brain factory? A teacher, a registered nurse, a research administrator, a highway patrolman who now works in IT, Air Force, and the manager of a cardiology unit, a teacher of tailoring, an educational administrator, aka principal, electronics engineer, residential contractor, insurance agent, public speaking coordinator, I can't read my writing, social science research professor, a mom and school bus driver, interior decorator, and one professional pianist, and one professional, he's lost, horn player, and a former band director. So that's your band. We're not all professionals, and we welcome you to join us.
And I think that even makes it more special. Okay. America, let's strike that though. The world loves Hollywood music. In Hollywood Milestones, arranged by John Higgins, we are treated to themes from 11 different movies. From John Williams' chilling two-note theme that denotes the presence of a great white shark, to the lilting love theme from Love Story, from dinosaurs to space travel with Jurassic Park and the Apollo 13, you are sure to be entertained. With Our Hero's Return by Stephen Iota, we celebrate service members and first responders, those people who go into harm's way to keep us safe. To them we are grateful. But there are other heroes in our lives also. At this rally, think about those people who have made our stay such a good one. The people of Salem, the fairground staff, our own officers and committees, and all of those who, on a daily basis, make life easier and more fun. If you serve on any committee at this rally, please stand so that we could recognize you. Thank you. Here's a piece guaranteed to intrigue or unsettle you if you are bored or sleepy. March Diabolik is a sinister-sounding march based, for you music nerds, on the tritone or the devil's interval. What evil lurks in the hearts of men. We're going to take a short break. for our traditional hoopla.
Oh, man, I tell you, I've got to get to Doswell. Got to get to Doswell. 3,000.
Okay, Bob Stansberry, radio
unbelievable.
Station.
Unbelievable. 3,000 miles. How am I ever going to get there?
Sir, may
good
I interview
Lord.
You? Sir, stop.
I just can't.
I was wondering what you thought of this international rally, sir.
I love this rally, but I got to get to another one.
Another one?
Yeah. I just quit the monastery.
You're a monk and you quit the monastery?
I did. I had 40 years. I've been copying copies of church canon law and this kind of stuff. And I told the abbot, I said, you know, we're just copying copies. And if somebody made an error 200 years ago, we'd be handing that stuff down. I said, you know, I just can't do that anymore. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll go down to the archives. I'll take a look and make sure that what we're copying is accurate. And he went down there, and he was down there for 2 days, and he never came back up. So I went down there to see what was going on. He was crying. He was banging his head against the wall. And he said, we forgot the R. And I said, what do you mean? He said, we've been writing celibate. All these, it's supposed to be celebrate.
Celebrate, okay.
Celebrate.
I see.
Yeah.
My
celebrate.
Gracious.
So I quit. I quit the monastery. I'm done. I'm going to Doswell. That's
going
where the
to Doswell.
Fun.
Where's that?
I'm going to have a life. For 40 years, I'm going to Doswell.
And you're
going to
celebrate. Where's Doswell?
Doswell. That's in Virginia, man.
Virginia.
It's in Virginia.
Virginia.
It's a great spot. It's a fabulous spot. It's near Williamsburg. It's near Richmond. It's near Washington. There's Civil War sites there. There's
wow.
all kinds of stuff there. In fact, it's a very special place we're going because it was the home of a very, very special, special animal. In fact, I can hear the sound now, right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Here he comes, Secretariat.
Is that Secretariat? My
yeah.
goodness.
Secretariat's
the
here.
The home of Secretariat.
Secretariat.
Wow.
Unbelievable horse.
He was
horse.
Born right there in Doswell.
He was born there. That? He was raised there. He was trained there. And he's the only Triple Crown winner that broke all records. He won the race by 31 lengths.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable horse.
Whoop.
Fabulous horse.
Here we go. Okay. I'll hold that up
and
there.
Very good. At the event, here's the sign right there. There's the historic sign.
From the Meadow Farm.
Tells all about Meadow Park event place right there. And it's unbelievable. They have facilities that are fantastic. They have one facility, for example, that is 63,354 feet, bigger than any monastery that I've ever been in.
Now,
yeah. And
how
I'm
many,
looking forward
how many
to it.
People can, how many people can park there for this
well,
rally?
It all depends on how friendly they want to be.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. I mean, if they're really friendly, you know, you can pack a lot in there.
All right.
But
very
the rally's
good.
July 20th to the 27th. July 20th
all right.
through the 27th at the Meadowland Park in Doswell, Virginia.
When can I buy a ticket for this?
Well, let me tell you. I got this straight from the horse's mouth.
Oh, this end. Okay.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Straight from the horse's mouth. Registration starts tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Columbia Hall. Now, that's 2 o'clock Pacific time. Tomorrow at 2 in Columbia Hall. The theme is Enjoy the Ride, and we're going to have Barry Bell and First Lady Karen who's going to be there to be with us. And I've got to get there. I got to do 8 miles a day.
And you're going to walk all the way.
To get there by July 20th. And I'm done with the monastery. I am not going back.
Oh, very good.
But I'll give you a blessing just before I go.
Well, thank you, Brother Wally.
All right. See you later.
Thank you, Brother Wally. All right. And we'll see you all in Virginia next year. Woohoo!
If you're having a good time, why don't you stand up? All right, the band's got to stand up a couple of times, and you haven't, so I know how those chairs are. All right. So we'll give you a minute while we change conductors and get ready for a little John Philip Sousa.
Okay, here we go again. The second part of our program tonight begins with America's March King, John Philip Sousa. Nobles of the Mystic Shrine utilizes the tambourine to convey the sense of mysticism. Our guest conductor is Greg Hoyer of Region 3. You'll probably see a little bit more of Greg later because he will be next year's band director. If, and only if, he passes his audition tonight. What do you think? Did he pass his audition? I'll tell you, one of the reasons I like my seat up here is you'll never see this, but the facial expressions on his face while he was conducting was priceless. Okay, going ahead. There are times when we must bid goodbye forever to those we love. With this next piece, the band plays tribute to Gloria Cooksey, who served as the band librarian for longer than most of us can remember. For Gloria and all of our Airstream friends we have lost during the past year, we play Ashigan Farewell. our United States and Canadian servicemen and women have risen to the noble cause of serving their countries with the time, talent, and the possibility of giving their lives. As the band performs Salute to the Armed Forces and Maple Leaf Forever, will you please stand when your service song is played so that we may honor you for your time and service to our two countries. Navy. Army. Air Force. Coast Guard. Men and women. Thank you. Barbara would like to say a few words.
Since I'm not going to be around next year, I want to pay special thanks to a couple of people that are not playing instruments, but that whose help has been totally invaluable. You wouldn't have a program if it wasn't for Sharon Waters. Sharon, would you stand up, please? Elizabeth did the program notes, and perhaps the greatest help we've had is Richard Ball, who was holding the Navy flag. Richard, I don't think he even knows that we're applauding him. Richard Ball, can you stop? We are saying thank you to you. What? What? The band says thank you very much. And thank you for braving the weather and coming out and joining us. We have one more tune, and then we have what Airstreamers love the most.
Ice cream, we all scream for ice cream. Level of music with Danza del Fuego, our Dance of Fire by Robert Smith. The composer notes that at the beginning of the piece, it should be played as fast as possible, but no faster. Now, last Monday, I have one more sentence. Okay. Now, last Monday night, we saw you dancing in the aisles, so we know that you can do it. And as you leave here tonight, remember that you are encouraged to dance your heart out and live your dream. Thank you for coming, and I think there's somebody right behind me. Jack, do you have anything?
Nothing except enjoy the ice cream and enjoy the rest of your evening, folks. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.